To go to the second prong of this resolution first, access to information does not hinder professionals in doing their work. In fact, looking after them, it should make the right sort of professional sleep a bit easier at night. The reason I say that is because it's consistent with their ethical obligations to be open with the government, and it's consistent with taxpayer charters which business has been involved in negotiating the text of. Certainly a lot of good young employees would rather be operating as a professional where they can actually give out information about how business is done. Of course, there's limits to that, and a lot of those limits are at the domestic level. Mention was made of the accountancy advice, and of course in most countries that's not confidential. Whether it should be or shouldn't be is a decision for countries. But again, the approach of Western countries, itself inconsistent on this and other issues, can't be imposed on developing countries with different system. There needs to be a dialogue and to try to secure as much agreement as possible about what should remain confidential and what shouldn't. And that result of that needs to be relevant to countries generally and to create ownership, to really create the certainty that business is always asking for. If there are international obligations, they must be met. Pacta sunt servanda, treaties are made to be kept. And also, customary international law, reflected in the Vienna Convention of the Law of Treaties, a party may not invoke the provisions of its internal law as justification for its failure to perform a treaty. So where there are treaty requirements as to information to be provided, they have to be met. And countries have to deal with the internal difficulty that they're in breach of international law until they remedy their domestic law. Unless we meet our international obligations, we will have chaos and we'll have unilateral action that, again, will not help taxpayers generally. And finally, as I've mentioned, professions themselves recognise that laws are not enough. They have ethical obligations. They don't just say follow the law and that's it. They do address the wider responsibilities of professionals and the reputation of the profession. And this is the same situation here, that the information exchange addresses the wider responsibilities of corporates and the reputations of corporates generally. And it's the interests of those who are trying to meet their tax obligations to make sure that they're not treated with the suspicion that they will get if there's no real exchange of relevant information. And they will benefit, and it's important that they do benefit from the fact that the information supplied helps identify the ones which are trying to meet their obligations and those which are not. Thank you.